the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you just tuned in, Barbecue Bob is under the weather. So Brad Ensing is sitting in with me. And if you have been listening, you can already tell he's a wealth of knowledge about a lot of things that really don't matter to many people, but they do to us me, grilling guys, right?
And I feel bad. We really haven't talked about a ton of grilling at this point.
Well,
but,
and we're going to.
But cooking.
You know? We're cooking and we're eating stuff that probably you don't cook or eat. But we're going to try to make you find a little different way to do things, which is why I want to talk about what we finished with last segment, and that's the crock pot. Okay, we don't do a lot of crock pot. We grill, we score, we do things in cast iron, but everybody's got a crock pot. And why do you use it for, now you talked about it with a squirrel, you talked about a woodchuck. I think I know the answer, but I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Yeah, so when we're talking about a squirrel, a woodchuck, even sometimes with like a venison roast, my preferred way is to crock pot it as well. You're talking about a critter with basically no fat on it.
Right.
I mean, they are so lean. And basically, just like when you're doing a pork butt, when you want to break down the collagens in the meat, the fats in the meat, to have that pull apart tender, anything like that. Now, woodchuck, like I'd mentioned in the last segment, you know, needed to be parboiled because everything I found, which I will tell you, there's not a ton out there about preparing and cooking woodchucks.
Could be your next $1 million.
I mean, yeah. If that's the next $1 million idea, I don't know what society's coming to. But I've just found most recipes that I've worked with, most recipes that I've researched, crock potting makes a meat like that the most tender. If you were to throw a squirrel on a grill, it's going to be edible. And it's going to be like tearing through jerky as you're trying to eat it.
Right.
And not only that, when I'm crock potting something and I've got a good broth going along with it, it infuses a lot of that flavor into there as well.
So, I mean, is it as simple as a can of cream of mushroom soup? Or
no, I'm normally using a stock. So I'm normally using a chicken or a beef stock. And I like to use a lot of herbs and spices that would be like, if I'm preparing a food that's from Michigan, I try to tend to use product that, you know, wild sage is one of my favorite ones. I love sage because it's something that is in the area. I talk a lot about using ramps, wild ramps or leeks, which are absolutely delicious.
Is that when you found the ramp when you were taking a leek? Or did you find the leek while you were hunting ramps?
I try not to take a leek on my ramp.
Oh, so there we go. That's not the
flavor profile I'm looking for. But all right. There's another awesome wild edible in Michigan that you can go out and really enjoy. It's pretty easy to find.
Right.
They're amazing.
And the internet will tell you exactly what they are. So if you're foraging or about the forest, you can find them.
There's a ton of self-help groups out there. There's so many different. And again, I reference Facebook because everybody knows Facebook. There's so many wild edible pages in Michigan to help you. And we're not talking about the edibles that some people might be thinking about.
Right.
We're not talking about gummies. They're
every street corner now.
We're not talking about Big Rapids where I got my cottage where there is like 32 of them. But
Cottonstown.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But you've got something that, you know, you can ask people that know about those things and you'll normally get some pretty authentic answers as well to help people troubleshoot. Because I think everybody, you know, respects the fact that someone wants to go out and be part of nature, you know, and, you know, learn stuff about nature as well.
Right.
Yep. Especially with the kids sitting inside on the video games and the adults sitting on side staring at their phones nonstop.
Right.
It's just a godsend to get outside.
Right. And you don't have to own a bunch of property. There's tons of parks and recreation areas and things that you can go to.
Be careful with the parks for what you harvest. A lot of them do not allow you to do that. That's a safety warning.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. See, there's what I don't know. But anyway, at some point, and today, I guess right now it'd be fine, I want to talk a little bit about Garrett's Appliance because that's where you get your shotgun money from. And you guys have been a sponsor of the show for years and years and years, and the Grilling Guys are very grateful for that. And But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the equipment that you have there because Santa Claus is coming to town, and you've got some great stuff at the store that any griller on my list would love to have.
Yeah, you know, and the cool thing with Garrett's Appliance, and thanks for the plug there. You know, I'm cool about talking about wild game all day long too, but
right.
My boss isn't quite as keen on that.
Right,
I think,
yeah. He ate some of this though. I bet he did.
Dale, Kurt, Bruce, they all partake. Actually, Brittany, Dale's daughter, had some squirrel and onions today before I came in here.
There you go.
Without the croissant, but I digress. So talking Garrett's Appliance, talking Christmas ideas, of course, we have all your normal appliances. However, we do have a great selection of outdoor grills, wood pellets, rubs, a couple cool things. I jotted down a couple ideas for Christmas now.
Great.
So we just started carrying the Meat Church brand of seasonings, which is just a huge one out there. If you're into smoking, into barbecue, that's one of the name brands that everybody knows. We've got a ton of other types of rubs that I've used over the last 10 years. We've probably been doing rubs, sauces, pellets. If you got a wood pellet grill, we carry both Weber brand and Traeger brand pellets under a ton of different flavors. Another one we just got in is the new Meat-er probe. I don't know if you've seen much or heard much of that.
Meat what?
Excuse me. It's called the Meat-er probe, M-E-A-T-E-R.
Okay.
And it's basically a Bluetooth Wi-Fi probe that they have an app you can put on your phone, and basically you plug it right into your meat, and you can walk around and, you know, now on my Traeger grill, for example.
Walk around and know your meat's warm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gotta be keeping your meat warm.
Can't beat that.
But, on my Traeger.
I don't care how much that costs. I want one.
Yeah. It's about $100.
Yeah.
But again, a great gift for that guy or gal out there that loves to barbecue, and maybe you don't have a probe that's wireless or Wi-Fi enabled.
So is there a video screen on that sits beside the grill too?
Nope. It's basically just the probe, and you have an app on your phone communicates back and forth with your
so the receiver / sender is inside your cooking chamber.
Okay. Correct.
And I've not seen one of those.
It is going to be, it's like super accurate. We just got them in last week. I haven't had a ton of time to play with them yet. But having Wi-Fi currently on my Traeger, I love it because I can be out in the woods. I can be sitting out in the blind. I was smoking a pork butt here the other day. And it's like, I'm getting close. I need to turn it down just a little bit because I want it to come down a little more at rest. Or I've had at times where, you know what, we're planning on eating at 6 and I'm just not at the temperature I want to be. And I'll just hop on my phone for mine and just bump up the temperature a little bit. And that's what I can do with
your Traeger. Right.
Because my Traeger's got Wi-Fi on it. But this, you can monitor the temperature and it's supposed to be super accurate for, actually, it will give you an estimated time for what you set on your phone app. Where you want your meat at, it can tell by how fast it's heating up, and it will give you an estimated time your meat's going to be done as well on this Meat-er probe.
Wow. So it's not necessarily monitoring the chamber temperature. It's whatever the probe is in.
Correct.
But again, it's kind of almost got a little algorithm in there that says
you are
it's
correct.
Been growing at this or
going
heating
up,
at this
rate.
At this
so I'm figuring it's this weight. This is the temperature. So this is when your estimated time of being done is going to be.
Wow. How cool.
So something cool. One thing for all those listeners out there, if you're looking for a great Christmas present, you got a couple more bucks to spend on mom, dad, or husband, wife, kids. Anything we have in stock right now, Weber grills, Masterbuilt charcoal grills, and Traeger grills, if I've got it in stock, it's 10% off through the
nice.
End of the year. So if you got somebody looking for a good deal on a grill,
right.
If you've got your eye on a Traeger, if I got it in stock, 10% off.
So let's talk a little diversion on that, but is stock is challenging with all the shipping issues we have and supply chain stuff in America, but do you have a few? I mean,
yeah. So Masterbuilts, we just actually got a shipment in, so I've got a good chunk of Masterbuilts. We've got a good handful of Traegers yet. Webers are petering out at this point. I still have probably, I don't know, 10, 15 units in stock of the Webers. So if it's something you're interested in, give a call over to our showroom. If there's a certain model you're looking for,
right.
We can pull it up on the computer. If it's something we can always look up if we got something close to whatever you're looking for as well, if that one doesn't happen to be in stock.
So are they, you mentioned pellet grills. Mm-hmm. I know you've got a huge selection of gas grills.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to the smokers, are all of them that you sell electric?
Yeah, so basically all that we're going to do right now, we used to have the Smoke and Tech smoker, and there's been some changes in distribution. So unfortunately,
right.
I no longer have that one. It's been probably a couple of years. However, all the Traegers, the Masterbuilts, those are going to be a plug into a 110 power. Basically, they're kind of like an oven where they have a wood burning, basically a wood burner on the inside. They burn the pellets. They have a fan that stokes that flame more or less, and they change the auger speed for the temperature you want.
Right.
But as long as you got a 110 plug-in, you don't need a propane tank. There's no pucks you're feeding in. You do have to clean your grill out every once in a while from the ash that's burning from the wood.
Right.
But if you've never cooked on wood like that, it's a ton of amazing flavor.
Well, and it's the Ron Popeil of grilling.
It is because
if you got the meat probe in there, you set your temperature. Anybody can be a really good grill cook if you can control temperature and you know how warm or cold the item is that you're cooking and where you want it to be when it's done.
Yeah.
And the pellet grills cure both of those issues, yeah. right?
It takes a lot of stupidity out of grilling. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, coming up next, we've been having some issues with our podcast, and we apologize for that. We're going to have our web wizard on, and he's going to join us and teach us how to do this. So stick with us. We'll be back.